This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. A new book uses census data to track where gay couples live in the United States. The Gay and Lesbian Atlas comes out at about the same time that the first gay marriages took place in Massachusetts. This atlas uses the 2000 census to show where large numbers of gay and lesbian couples are living. Lead author Gary Gates says he could locate couples living together even though there's no box to check gay or straight on the census form.
While the census doesn't ask your sexual orientation, it does ask your household structure. So when the person fills out their census form, it asks how everyone in the house is related to you. And if you said that another adult who is the same sex as you are is your unmarried partner, actually, or if you said that they were your husband or wife and they were of the same sex, you get counted as a same-sex unmarried partner. And there's been a fair bit of research to show that, for the most part, these are gay and lesbian couples.
So you couldn't tell if there was a single gay person in the house.
Correct.
But you could tell if it was a gay couple.
Correct. It's very important to note that we're only counting gay couples.
Well, how many gay couples are there in the United States?
There were just shy of 600,000 couples counted in the U.S. Census. So that's 1.2 million people.
Hmm. And where are they concentrated?
The highest concentrations, for the most part, to put that simply, are kind of along the coasts and in southern Florida. One of the more interesting facts, though, is that there was at least one same-sex couple in 99.3% of counties in the United States.
We've got all of America at our fingertips here,
right?
State after state. Can you direct me to a state where people might be surprised to find a large concentration of gay and lesbian people?
The ones that we've gotten some of the bigger surprises are the desert Southwest. So states like Arizona and New Mexico, which are not typically thought of as particularly, quote, gay states. But in both New Mexico and Arizona, they ranked in the top 10 in terms of the concentration of gay couples.
Hmm.
There are states, I think the interesting thing about the South is that the same-sex couples throughout the South are the most likely to be raising children. And you'd find in general in the book this phenomenon that the same-sex couples who are raising children tend to locate more around other people raising children than they do around places that we know to have high numbers of gay people.
Of these 600,000 gay couples that you located, were a lot of them raising children?
That was another very surprising finding, and we find that one in four couples are raising children, which is, I think, substantially higher than many people thought.
How does that compare to straight couples?
Heterosexual couples, it's just shy of half. So it's still quite a bit lower than the rate in heterosexual couples. For female couples, it was almost one in three.
I know the book's only been out a few days, but are you seeing any signs that people will be using this information in a political context or misusing it in a political context?
Well, I think there's the possibility for both. Every time you put gay and lesbian on anything, it has some political ramification. I think we have tried very painstakingly to make this as much as possible a simple presentation of the data and try to avoid taking any particular political stances. But certainly I do see signs that these data are being used in congressional hearings. They've been used in some of the court cases.
Now, I imagine you must be hearing from gay and lesbian activist groups about this.
Indeed. And I've been told that it helps them, not the least of which there's a quote in the very first paragraph of the book from a state senator, I believe it was in Mississippi. And when he was told that there were gay people in his district, his quote was, "Wow, you jest. I've never met any of these people." People tell me that it actually is very powerful to go to a decision maker of some sort and say, look, there are really gay people in your area, and the United States Census says so. And there's something about the census that has a credibility that other places don't.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome.